Lesson 11. While many economically advanced countries such as Japan are facing an aging society, other countries face the opposite situation. In the case of countries in the Middle East region, there has been a rapid growth in the youth population. Currently, in those countries, the number of people under the age of 24 is somewhere between 50 and 65% of the total population. This situation poses a number of problems in the short term, but at the same time provides long-term possibilities. The obvious problem in the short term concerns the pressure on the infrastructures of those Middle Eastern countries. It will be difficult for the countries to offer adequate housing, schools, or roads. Perhaps the biggest problem, though, is the shortage of available jobs. The current rate of youth unemployment in the Middle East is very high at around 25%. Even those with university degrees find it extremely difficult to find a decent job. Not only is it a waste of talent to have such high unemployment among young people, but this situation is also contributing to social instability and is leading people towards extreme political views. Despite such problems, however, there are many economic advantages to be had from a rapidly expanding youth population. For instance, unlike the case in Europe, the US, or Japan, the countries in the Middle East do not face a crisis in their pension or healthcare systems. This is because the taxes paid by young people can help to cover the expenditures for the elderly. Moreover, the abundance of available workers in the Middle East presents companies in the region with the ability for expanded production. The growing youth population, combined with the rising price of oil, may present the Middle East with a great opportunity for economic development. One key to success will be to work out the short-term problems mentioned above, so that the potential of young people will not be wasted. If that is done, the power of youth in the Middle East may lead to a transformation of the region.